A Very Strange Man by Alana Hopkin. Read by Aoife McMahon for Saga Egmont. For Carl, Julian, and Elwyn. In memory of Aidan Higgins, 3rd of March, 1927, to the 27th of December, 2015. Aidan Higgins is a very strange man. John Calder. I am consumed by memories, and they form the life of me. Stories that make up my life and lend it whatever veracity and purpose it may have. Aidan Higgins, Donkey's Years. Long ago, I was this, was that, twisting and turning, incredulous, baffled, believing nothing, believing all. Now, I am what? I feel frightened sometimes, but maybe just tired. I feel depressed quite often, but maybe just hungry. All but blind, in this chambered hole, gropes for worms. Aidan Higgins, Scenes from a Receding Past. Preface. This is a memoir of the years that I spent living with the writer Aidan Higgins. I did not want to write a biography, nor a work of literary criticism. I wanted to write the book that only I could write. An account of his life from the age of 59, when we first met, to his death 29 years later. Aidan was one of the great stylists of the late 20th century. Generally acknowledged as the true heir of James Joyce, Samuel Beckett, and Flann O'Brien. A risk-taker, learned, jocular, bawdy, ironic, disdainful, unpredictable. He made up his own rules as a writer as he went along, abandoning the conventions of fiction for a multi-stranded form that combined autobiography, anecdote, letters, diaries, lists, quotations, and essays in a whirlwind of words, the whole presided over by his authorial alter ego, Rory of the Hills. All his life he was obsessed by memory. Is the memory of things better than the things themselves? My aim was to shed what light I could on the books and other pieces he wrote while we were together, and to describe his working methods. I also wanted to record watching someone you love develop and live with dementia, in the hope that what I learnt from that experience might be useful to others. I soon realized that I would need to read Aidan's diaries and consult other papers of his that were now in the Harry Ransom Center at the University of Texas. Thanks to a fellowship from the center's director, Stephen Ennis, I was able to travel to Austin and do this. While we never read each other's diaries and journals while he was alive, I felt that this was justified, as Aidan's diaries are largely records of fact rather than private thoughts. And some have in fact been published in full. At certain points, to protect the privacy of other people, names have been changed. The course of the 29 years that we spent together has at some points been simplified or otherwise altered in the interests of readability. This is not the place to look for hard facts, but I hope it does justice to a man who enriched my life immeasurably. Alana Hopkin, Kinsale, County Cork, November 2020. Part 1. The Thunderbolt, 1986-88. Where to start? At the beginning, naturally, in 1986, with the Thunderbolt, the coup de foudre. I was 37, living near Kinsale, earning my living as a writer, sharing a house platonically with an amiable American piano technician and 5 cats. I had recently parted from Stan Gabler Davies, a fellow writer and journalist, originally the 3rd member of our household, to whom I had, rather quaintly, been engaged. Somehow, in spite of the fireworks, we had remained good friends. I was happy with my work.